It's that time again.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Courtside Podcast. I'm your host, Hank McCoy, and with me, the People's Champ, Vinrock, Vince. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's good to be back to do what we do, because we're doing what we're doing. And
doing stuff. Doing how we do off the glass easy too. I don't know.
That's my best Nick Young impersonation I could do. I love that guy.
Just do what I do.
Do what we do. And I do, and go out there and do what I do, and we do it.
I'm a bit sad today, Vince. I am legitimately saddened today by the NBA.
Something's going on, mate.
Mate, what's happening to the draft class?
They're all in wheelchairs.
Say it isn't so, Vince. Say it isn't so. Tell me Jabari Parker didn't go down with the ACL today.
I would love to tell you that. That's just not going to happen. It's almost like when they got drafted and came up to the stage and handed them a hat, they should have just handed them a pair of crutches as well.
Yeah.
We'll need these for later. This is, what is going on?
Where did the top 10 go? I feel like the top 10 rookies from this year's draft class are just...
We shouldn't be laughing, but it's just so ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh, it's crazy.
But, you know, you got to look for a positive. And positive is he's young, he should heal up pretty well and come back bigger and better than ever.
I hope so. I hope so, because that kid was on track for Rookie of the Year in my books, and wow.
He's looking all right.
Wow. But we should get into it. Episode 213. Let's jump into the Western Conference, Vince. I want to talk about the LA Clippers. 17-7, 8-2 in their last 10. It seems like Doc Rivers has these guys a little locked in. Just a little.
There's that catchphrase again. I've just got a feeling there's still maybe a piece or two away.
Right, I'm so glad you said that, because I'm like, something's missing.
Yeah, I feel like Doc's going to make a move, or they need to make some kind of move. Don't ask me what that move is, but I can't put my finger on it.
In my head, I'm like, I think they need to upgrade the small forward, although Matt Barnes has been pretty serviceable for them. He had a great game against the Milwaukee Bucks the other day, but... I mean, it's just not there.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. People are going to be wondering what the hell we're talking about, because they're going pretty well. But if you guys agree, let us know. If you disagree, let us know. But I'm not sure. Yeah, I'd probably prefer Matt Barnes coming off the bench if they could upgrade that spot. He still shits me, Matt Barnes. And you know why he shits me. I'm not going to go into it. But
let's not go into it right now.
No, but he shoots me to tears.
I mean, look, everything seems to be, you know, heading in their favour. I don't know. I'm with you, Vince. I don't know what's missing. I just feel like something's missing. I put it down to maybe a little lack of, I don't want to even say lack of depth from the bench, because, you know, Crawford's playing rejuvenated ball this year. I feel like he's a step above what he was playing last year. Reddick's healthy, looking good, being quite productive. I would almost say, yeah, I feel like Chris Paul has taken a little bit of a half step backwards this season.
Is he 100% fit?
I don't know, but he is turning the ball over a lot these past few games. 6 turnovers in a game from Chris Paul, very uncharacteristic.
Still think he's the best point guard in the league?
We'll have to wait for our point guard show to debate that, but...
Is he dropped, Hank? Could he be 5, 6, or maybe, dare I say, even 7?
Look... It's still pretty young in the season, so he's got plenty of time to turn it around. But if he continues on this route, I think he may drop a little bit in my books. But, I mean, look, other than that, Blake Griffin looks great this season.
Yeah, that was my next point. If he keeps producing how he's producing, anything's possible. I need to make a trade. But,
I mean, he's really stepped up another level. I mean... He's got to be so glad he worked on his jump shot after that Phoenix game. We got the shooter's bounce, but I mean, he's been great.
As Hightower from Police Academy said, went in, didn't it?
That's right.
adding the jump shot, working on his jump shot, that's probably extended his career a few years. you can't keep going like that to the basket and dunking on everyone for the, you know, for the next 10 years. You're going to have to save yourself somehow.
Just ask Vince Carter, right?
Yeah, well, ask...
It's true, man. Yeah. It is.
It's Karl Malone was the same. He turned into an awesome jump shooter.
Eventually the knees go, you know. Eventually it takes its toll.
Yeah, it takes a bit more effort to get up and dunk. I mean, I can tell you from first-hand experience at my age. I actually played on Sunday and... Whew,
how was that?
I was blowing harder than you on Enes Kanter. It was...
You're an ass.
It was tough, but I got through it. I just used the size and strength down low. I did all right.
Hmm.
Hit a couple of threes. It was good. Yeah, what was I saying?
Back to the Clippers.
Yeah, back to the Clippers. Yeah, no, it's good for him. He has taken that next step, and probably he, more his team than Chris Paul's at the minute.
Question. Just on Blake Griffin before we touch on some of the other guys. What's the next thing he needs to work on?
Well, what do you want him to do? Do you want him to be a bit of a creator or something? Because he can create his own shot.
Well, I think our biggest thing is for a guy who jumps the way he jumps, I'm really surprised he doesn't change a lot more shots. I don't know if because he has the pleasure of playing against DJ, but...
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe he's like, well...
Or maybe DJ, he just needs to, solidify what he's doing right now and just... Do you know what I mean? Because, no matter what sort of superstar you are, I mean, you can't win it all by yourself. Like, you need the pieces around you.
I'm not too fussed about the shot blocking. I see where you're coming from, but, Karl Malone was so dominant. Scoring, he could rebound really well. He only blocked over 100 shots once in his career.
I don't know. There's just something from this Clippers team that I just feel like it just doesn't scream contender to me.
Yeah, and that's on the same, like you said. And
if they made it to the Western Conference Finals, I wouldn't be surprised. But I just couldn't see him getting out of there.
Yeah, I think Doc will make a move. I think that's. It's safe to say.
You think he's not happy with the roster so far, or?
Not as happy as he could be. I mean, what are they, 17-7, I'm typically reasonably happy. But I think if the right deal comes along for the right player, he's...
You're going to pull the trigger.
He's definitely looking to move. Yeah, he's always looking to improve. Doc likes making moves.
On the like
in 2K or something.
Question, 2K, why are the coaches' ratings always so crap?
I don't know.
Every time you play as a franchise and you...
Yeah, but you're playing on last gen, that's so... Last gen.
Do not discriminate. My Xbox 360. Thank you.
Oh, and it's a 360, please. Move on.
Moving on now. Let's go to... Oh, boy.
I was total Sony fanboy, so... talking about the wrong console.
Look, let's go to a team that has totally moved on. The Minnesota Timberwolves. 5-19, 1-9 in their last 10. A sneaky win against the Spurs there. But look, we knew there was going to be plenty of losing going on with
Minnesota. Was it Spurs or Portland?
Well, they beat both.
Did they?
Yeah. I think Spurs was a bit later. It was...
Pencil them in for the NBA championship.
Woo. Look, but we knew there was going to be plenty of losing, with the Minnesota Timberwolves this season. You would rather this, and the fan base still seems pretty excited, than another mediocre year with Kevin Love.
There is a lot to like about this team. There's so much young talent on it. Just go through it all. I mean, Wiggins is obviously the cherry on top.
Yeah.
He's the future. When you've got a guy like Kobe coming out saying, geez, he reminds me of me, it's a pretty big compliment.
Yeah.
You've got Bennett.
Tough game for Wiggins today, though.
Yeah, but that's going to happen. I mean... Yeah.
True.
It's going to happen. We just sweep those under the carpet. Now, go on to the next one. Shabazz Muhammad has had some great games this
year. He's been playing fantastic. I want him to get starters minutes.
You will not. I forbid you to be a Shabazz Muhammad fan.
Why?
Why? Because you were one of the peanuts who gave me so much shit when I had him in like my top 10 in the draft, so he's going to be a really good scorer for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, I just didn't think he was going to be 20 points a game, that's all.
No, I forbid you. Gorgie Dang, who else they got there?
Rufio. Dang, man. Dang is so impressive.
Going to make Peck expendable. Yeah, I spoke about this afternoon on Facebook with Minnesota's number one fan, Joey Wajin from Timberwolves Explosion.
Joey!
I totally agree with him. Flip Saunders should not be coaching this team.
Yeah, I've been saying that since day dot. You were pretty high on him, though. You didn't mind it.
I didn't mind it, but he's turned out shit. So, well, you know what? Put Thad on the bench, right?
Mm.
Thad's not the future of this team. Anthony Bennett is. You traded for him, play the guy. Former number one pick. I agree with Joey. He could be 15 and 10, right? Just play him. Let him grow with this team. Let him grow with Wiggins. Trade Peck. Start Gorgie. Give Baz more minutes.
I like what I've seen from Bennett so far. From the Minnesota games I've watched this season, I've actually liked what I've seen from him on the floor. I just think it's a confidence thing. I think you've got to take it time, a bit slow. I don't mind him playing behind Thaddeus Young. Thad's a vet, unless he's going to learn the right way. Thad mightn't be the rebounder that, Minnesota fans want him to be, but he also does a lot of other good things on the court.
Does a lot of great things on the court, but I would rather have him running, being the man on the second unit with Mo. You've got to get Bennett to develop. Give him the go. He'll get better by game time. That's the only way he's going to get better.
A lot of losing for the team, 5-19, but I mean, I feel like there's a lot of development going on as well.
But this is my point. Why are you, you're playing Wiggins, why? Because you traded the franchise away for him, well, arguably.
Yeah.
So you're playing him. Oh, he's their future. So is Bennett. Play the kid.
Question. What the hell did Rubio do to his ankle? This is the longest sprained ankle recovery of ever seen watching NBA. You don't go 3 months out with an ankle sprain. I'm sorry. You just don't.
Had to have been a crack in there somewhere.
Dude.
You leave my boy Rubes alone.
I'm just saying. Seriously, that's ridiculous.
Well, that's another thing.
Upgrade the injury. Upgrade the injury or fire your doctor because something's not adding up.
Hasn't Marcus Smart been out for a while as well with an ankle? So
he's back. He's back. Marcus Smart. Oh, yeah, he's been back for a week. Oh, and
he's
half
only now. Just come back then. But there's another plus. Rubio's not there. They're better than what they are.
Yeah.
What are they? 5-16 or something.
The silver lining to Rubio going down is Zach LaVine. He's been getting great minutes at point guards. And I don't know. I'm a little bit biased because I'm a big fan of Zach LaVine, but I think he's been putting up some pretty solid numbers.
As long as you don't say replace Rubio with
LaVine. No, I'm not saying that.
Good.
But this is good for him. Do you know what I mean? This is really good for him. Because
again,
when Rubio's back, there's going to be times where, they're going to need LaVine to run the point, just to spread the floor and get the offense rolling.
I agree. But again, see how he's playing LaVine? Play Bennett. You got to see what you've got. You're not going to see what you've got with him sitting on the end of the bench, getting away.
Maybe there's a reason why, though. So maybe there is a reason why he's not getting these bits. Maybe he literally hasn't earned them yet.
I think his first year is like put a, I don't know what the word is, a stigma on him, maybe. Maybe he ain't that good. I don't know. Maybe he's got a bit of a stank to him because of his first year.
I don't know. I just feel like, a lot of times we throw that around. You got to play the guy, Maybe there's a reason why they're actually not getting minutes. Maybe they're literally not ready yet. Maybe they do need to be brought along slower. Maybe it's an attitude thing. I mean, look.
Hang on a minute. He dropped a ton of weight.
Hmm.
He played well in the preseason or summer leagues. He was hitting threes.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean they need to rush him. If anything, with Minnesota, they've got time.
No, but you're not rushing him by playing him. You're just saying play. You've got to give the guy. Okay.
He's getting minutes, though. What?
Yeah, but listen, he's not starting.
Is that such a big deal, though?
Yeah, it is, because if he's a confidence player, you want a coach to show confidence in you, to give you confidence sometimes, to believe in you. Say, Anthony, I don't care if you're none for 10 inside, none for 5 from the 3. Just shoot, man. Just shoot. I'm not going to yank you from the game. You can't have him looking over going, shit, if I miss, he's going to yank me. And Baz is getting minutes. Adelman should have played him last year. He would have got some decent performances out of him. You've got to know what you've got and let him grow with this team. This team is so young. It's frustrating to me. I love the T-Wolves. It's just... And for God's sake, trade Peck.
Yeah.
Trade him. You've got Gorgie Dang. You'll get something good for Peck.
I think they're headed in the right direction. They've got the right pieces in place. I mean, they made a killing off the Kevin Love deal.
I agree, but I can handle this team losing. If it's on the back of the youngsters and just saying, we haven't even got an eye, we've got an eye on the future, not for this year. This is about game time. Go out there, have fun, develop. I'm not going to yank you if you're none for 20. I think, like I said before, it's just pointless playing Thad and Kevin Martin all those minutes. People know what they can do. You can trade them any time of the day. You can trade them. A team will pick them up, even Peck.
Well, let's move now to the Eastern Conference. And I want to talk about those Atlanta Hawks. 17-7, 9-1 in their last 10. They feel like a very, very different team this season.
Not to me, they don't.
No? They feel like the same old, same old?
Same old, same old, mate. Yeah, wow. They're not going to do anything.
I don't know, man. I feel like they're better than Chicago.
Oh, you are a dill.
Honestly.
I swear to God, you try and make me walk off sometimes, don't you?
What?
Yeah, sometimes I wish I lived in Sydney.
Look, right now, I feel like this Atlanta team is better than what Chicago is putting on the floor. And it may just be due to the injuries to Chicago right now. Look, this might all turn around come All-Star break. But right now, I just feel like this Atlanta Hawks team is just really clicking.
Yeah, clicking right into mediocrity.
They're third in the East.
Oh, yeah. And by the time the playoffs come around, they'll be knocking on the door at eighth.
Oh, come on. They're not that bad.
No, they're not. But they're
not. They're not Brooklyn. Either. Come on.
They're nothing special either.
You don't reckon?
No, it's funny you want to talk about this team tonight, because I did have a conversation the other day with a friend. He's like, oh, the Hawks are, you know, they're streaking. And I'm like, yeah, but it's the same old. It's just what I'm telling you. I'm just like, you know, they got some really good players, Horford, Millsap, Teague.
Well, Horford's starting to look healthy again, which is great. Because me personally, I still consider Horford a top three center in the league when he's healthy.
I think he's more of a power forward. But
well, you know.
His dad said he's a power forward.
He wants to play the power forward. He is a top. I think he's a top three center playing center when he's healthy. But he's starting to really come back into form now, which is great because you know he's had a few injuries over the past two seasons, even three seasons. But I mean, you know, you've got guys like Dennis Schroeder developing. He's been getting a lot more court time this year. Obviously, I've talked about Korver in the past on the show.
Oh God.
DeMar Carroll, though.
I actually had some feedback about that show today.
Oh, and?
They couldn't believe you actually said Korver was a gun.
Korver is a gun.
Mm-hmm.
A machine gun, means.
Yeah, you are a tosspot. No, look, there's a lot of players I like on the Hawks team, with Millsap and Horford and Teague. I do like DeMar Carroll. I know you're going to mention him, but he's just the same old.
Hey, he's been playing great.
He should move to Seattle.
He's been putting up a few double-doubles this year already.
Yeah, he's all right. He just gets everything out of his skill set, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, they don't run plays for him or anything. Like, he's just
that
blue-collar hustle guy. I mean, I have a little bit of a soft spot for him because he, you know, he did play for Memphis, was a rookie for those guys. So, but just to see the development, I mean, you know, he went to Utah after that. And, yeah, I really like what he's done. He's really found his niche.
Side note, former Hawks player, just a little tidbit for you, Josh Childress, playing for the Kings, Sydney Kings.
Yep.
He's actually leading the NBL, our fair league down here, our humble little league, in scoring, rebounds, and block shots.
In all honesty, so he should.
Absolutely, but it's still awesome.
It's cool, yeah, it is cool.
It's good for our league.
Yeah.
I mean, James Ennis played here, but yeah, just a nice little tidbit for the peeps out there. But, yeah, same stuff you're getting from Hawks. It's ho-hum every year.
Well, no, I just feel like they're a little bit of a different squad. I feel like they've... I don't think they're quite there yet, but...
Have you heard yourself the last few weeks? You're not making a lot of sense anyway.
Look, I just feel like they're slowly starting to get a little bit of identity.
No, this is your new Memphis Grizzlies.
No, it's not.
It is. That's what it's turning into. You're seeing something that's not there.
Are you kidding me?
It's giving me the shits, to tell you the truth.
Get out of here.
What has changed? Record's a bit better, but it's the same crap.
I don't know. Look, I'm not saying they'll win an NBA championship, but I'm saying...
they never will.
Look, I'm just saying, I could actually see them, they played their cards right, they couldn't possibly sneak into the Eastern Conference Finals.
Dude, you're high or something. I know it's been a big week in Sydney, but calm down.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I know you're just saying that. You're always just saying the wrong thing.
I like what they're doing on the floor. They're stringing together a lot of wins. I do feel like they're a different squad. I mean, I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say more of the same old, but I just feel like it's a little different this time around.
Well, time will tell. Look, if they go on another 9-10 game winning streak, I will happily turn around and say you were right.
Will you really? Will you really, Vince?
Probably not, but I'll think about it.
At least you're honest.
We're going to talk about my streaking Lakers.
No. Oh, yeah, streaking the other way.
Yeah, we've won three in a row.
Oh, good Lord. Let's talk about that Indiana game, huh? Wowzers. Wowzers.
Mr. Peanut put up 26 shots.
Let's not talk about that game.
I nearly sent him a tweet saying, have you lost an eye or something? Because you can only see
him. I can't believe I sat through that game. Wow. There's not many games I nearly turn off these days, but that was very close.
I love them, but they make me want to throw up something.
Atlanta Hawks. Let's move along from the Atlanta Hawks. I want to touch on a team that they just need to blow it up. I'm sorry, Phil, but I'm going to talk about the New York Knicks. Yes, the 5-22 New York Knicks, the 1-9 in their last 10 New York Knicks, the 11-game losing streak New York Knicks, the self-combusting New York Knicks. That's what I want to talk about, Vince, because there's losing and then there's the Knicks. I feel like this team is just self-imploding on itself.
You know what? They can get stuffed, and so can Carmelo Anthony. That's what you get when you know you should have gone to the Bulls, and you stayed in New York for money. And like we said, he would have been earning a shitload of cash anyway in Chicago, but the best that and it wasn't as much as he'd be getting in New York. You know what? He'd be winning.
Mm-hmm.
That Bulls team would be even better. They'd be full-on contender. And now he's realizing, oh shit, I probably should have signed there. And all this extra money ain't doing shit for me. Yeah, it's nice to have.
Yep.
But he's 30 years old, nearly 31. By the time they're ready to contend, he'll be retired.
Oh, yeah.
So
I think
suffering your jocks. Phil ain't the saviour that they all thought he'd be. He's a better coach than GM, it looks like, and may suffer.
What's he working with? What's he got to work with, though?
Well,
do you know what I mean? That's the thing.
Making some moves, man. I mean, he's the... Dude, he made the trades. He signed Melo.
Yeah.
He brought in Fisher. I don't mind Fisher signing. He's young and that, but... Dude, he's still playing Prigioni?
Look, when I think of this New York Knicks team and I think of Phil Jackson walking in, like re-signing Melo to that deal is sticking a Band-Aid on something that needs surgery. It really is. I mean, it's a nice signing. It's great. He's a great talent. You know, he's one of the best pure scorers in the league. But if you can't surround a guy like that with the right pieces, then... it's a sideways move.
Look, I hate to shit can Philip Brown's team because Phil's a good guy, but man, Melo at 30, 31 doesn't want to be in this situation. Yeah. It's a matter of time before he asks for a trade, surely.
Tensions are building. We've already read all of the stuff about Melo and Hardaway Jr. clashing and nearly coming to fisties. You know, while the losing's happening, all the players are coming up and, you know, no one likes the triangle. They want a new system. Melo's on the verge of... I reckon he's on the verge of getting a lucky injury. I'm serious. Something that's going to put him out for the rest of the season.
Oh, you don't want to wish... No, I'm not wishing on it.
I'm not wishing that on him. I'm not. That's what he's after. I reckon he's going to... Like, his knee. I reckon he'll go out, he'll get surgery on his knee and sit the season.
The sad thing is...
It's not going to help when they haven't got any picks anyway, though. Like,
yeah, that's... What was my next point? Like, say they win another five games for the year, they don't have a first-round pick, is that right?
Yeah.
It's not even protected, is it?
But they don't have anything.
Yeah, no, they're stuffed. Melo, I'll tell you what, Melo, okay, go ask for a trade. You know what?
Well, there's already been the rumours that he might be prepared to waive his no-trade clause, which would be a very smart move for both sides.
You know what? He should say, waive my no-trade. I will buy myself out of my contract. Here's the money back. I'm going to the Bulls. See ya.
You know what I'd do? If I was Carmelo Anthony, I'd wake up tomorrow morning. I'd get up. I'd put my big boy pants on. Put my big boy boots on. Strap in my my belt, walk up to Lala and go, Lala, we're moving.
Before you got up, would you just swing a leg over to Lala? Just
Look, I'm trying to keep it PG, all right?
get those honey nut Cheerios going.
Oh. Wow.
I'm Italian, I can't help it. yeah, no, look, Matt, would probably never admit it, although he probably sort of has. Should have signed with Chicago.
Yeah, well, I kind of feel like he already has.
Yeah, that's what
he's. He's already mentioned what a good fit it would have been. Like, it's like you don't. So why would you make that statement?
Oh, that just annoys me. You were going to make. What was he going to make at the Bulls? 60, 70 mil.
Yeah.
I've got news for you, Melo.
I mean, it's not his first. It's not his first.
That's
big,
a lot of coin.
Yeah, it's not his first big payday. You know, it's not as if he was looking for that. It's like he's been paid. You know.
Yeah, he's got endorsements.
And so, doesn't he think a move to the Bulls would have helped with his endorsement deals?
Oh, massively. He's, you know what? He's stuffed up. He knows it. Now, you're 30, 31 years old on a team that sucks major old man's balls.
Mm.
And good luck to you, mate. You could have signed with the Lakers.
You could have. He could have signed.
That would have been terrible.
Dude, he could have signed with the Bulls. He could have had a great supporting cast around him. He could have had former MVP Derrick Rose. You know, all these pieces, a great head coach, and now he's playing alongside J.R. Smith still.
Yeah, well, suffering your jobs.
Sad, sad, sad. Look, 5-20.
Look, the only guy I feel sorry for is Phil Brown.
Yeah, long-time Knicks fan and long-time courtside member, Philip Brown.
Man, he supports the shit out of us, so good on you, Phil. Yeah. Hope it picks up for you in the next 10 years.
Look, let's just finish on the Knicks.
Really?
They're 5-22.
Yikes.
Give me a prediction what the Knicks are going to land on at the end of the year.
Okay, first, let me apologise to Phil Jackson.
What's their record, man? What's their record?
Shut up. I'm trying to apologise to Phil. Sorry, Phil. I was too hard on you. Their record, I'm going to say 17 wins.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they win 20 games. Just can't see them win 20 games.
Hey, bring back D'Antoni.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you wish that on someone else? You should know better, buddy. You had him in LA for a few too many years.
I'm going to gouge my eyes out with a rusty spoon. I still remember those tweets. Oh, D'Antoni's doing a good job. Is he, dickhead?
Oh. Well, I think it's that time again, Vince. Jersey Worthy! Who's your Jersey Worthy of the week?
We're not worthy! Well, I'm going to have to give it to Rudy Gay.
Oh, yeah?
I love that dunk he did on Sarge.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was.
Lined it up, cocked it to the side, two-hander, eat that.
Sounds like something you would say to Ennis.
Why are you going to take it there? I'm so over this joke.
You're just setting them up and I'm just knocking them down, you know? well done, Rudy Gay. I love Rudy Gay.
Did miss three game winners, though.
Who cares? Jordan missed plenty.
Are you comparing Rudy Gay to Michael Jordan?
No, I'm comparing missed game winners.
Are you saying that Rudy Gay is going to have as many game winners as Michael Jordan did? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is Michael Jordan failed over and over and over again in his life,
uh-huh.
And that is why he succeeds. Rudy's just going to get the succeed part.
Wow. Well,
comparing him to MJ, what are you, a fool?
What? That was asking you. My Jersey Worthy, I'm going to give it to John Wall.
Nice, nice.
He's been playing out of his mind. We have 17 assists today, something crazy. But, I mean, that OT game last week against Boston, the last 7 points John Wall scored were just amazing. But a bit of an emotional win for him, obviously. You know, we've all read about it by now.
Can we just hang a bit of shit on the Flogs who had a go at him on Facebook and other social media for crying over that poor young girl who fought cancer for so long? That was just... Geez, I really hope you guys are freaking happy with yourselves. I mean, maybe they've never lost anyone to cancer, I don't know.
Yeah, it's words couldn't describe how angry I got when I read it. And I was like, are you guys serious? Firstly, I want a superstar that's a bit emotional and is a bit more of a someone you can relate to and human.
Yeah, man.
But the guy's been playing phenomenal. Like, you know, like, it's just idiotic, you know. It's really idiotic. Yeah,
but see, no, well, they're not worth the airtime. We just... You know, by the off chance one of those dickheads does listen to us, you can go burn him hell.
Yeah, it's a pretty shitty thing to say. Yeah, look, Wall, that aside, he's been playing out of his mind, and Well, like I said at the start of the year, I think I think he's got a real chip on his shoulder. You know, obviously being snubbed All-Star, being snubbed Team USA. I just feel like this whole Washington team has this massive chip on their shoulder. Like they've got something to prove this season, and I love it. I love seeing it. I love Wall. He's aggressive. He's so big and just gets down the court so quick. And he's just really putting this team on his back, and he's got a great support cast with him. And, man, they're going somewhere this season.
Isn't it funny how they draft Bradley Beal and what do you know, they're playing.
True. Beal worries me, though. I feel like he's very injury-prone.
Don't worry about Bradley Beal, mate.
He's the goods. I like him. Don't get me wrong, but...
Yeah, don't worry about the injuries. They'll pass.
Okay. Well, when you have winners, you have losers, Vince. The Brain Fart Award. Who gets your brain fart?
I'm going to give it to the Sacramento Kings owner.
Oh, I knew you were doing this.
What's his name? Vivek Ranadive? I don't know what the hell his name is. But listen, you saved him from going to Seattle. Don't know who's going to save him from you, because I hate owners like this. Demand, you know, sign Royce White, playing. Well, Royce White hasn't played for Yonks. He was as fat as a mini minor. Sign Josh Smith. You know nothing about running a team. You don't know how to put a team together. Why? No right man in his right mind would put Rudy Gay and Cousins and Smith together.
Hmm.
Stay out of affairs. Just run the team. Look, run the business side of it. Sure, look, every owner has a bit of input. But you know, Derek, you know Dr. Jerry Buss, just let your GM do the job. Let the coach, for Christ's sake. I'm tipping he didn't run too many basketball teams in India. And I'm not saying that in a bad way.
No.
They play cricket over there.
Fair enough.
We play cricket here, we love it. Just run the business side of it. Jesus, he's a shit owner. I'm sorry.
He's what? Have you heard thing that he wants to... He suggested they run a 4-on-5 defense.
What? There you go.
And have a cherry picker.
There you go. What did I just tell you? Stay the freak out of running the basketball team. You're not a coach. You're not a GM. You're obviously...
So obviously...
Because you're a billionaire. Shut up for a moment. Stay out of the freaking basketball affairs. I know you're an egotistical maniac because you are a billionaire, but you're going to have some input. More dumb shit like that, you don't deserve to own this freaking team. Move them to Seattle.
Well, look, it's like this, you know, for the people who don't know what we're talking about.
What a dick.
They fired Jeff Malone, the head coach. I was, like, really shocked because I didn't think he was doing a bad job. I mean, it's not as if they were losing. I mean, they dropped a few games with Cousins obviously out, but DeMarcus Cousins reads about it on Twitter. He didn't even find out, you know, via his team or anything like that. You just invested a whole lot of money in this guy to be a franchise player, and I don't know, wouldn't you want to see if he's actually okay with the coach as well? You know, the losing I'm putting down to Cousins being out. I mean, I don't...
Yeah, 9 games, man.
I don't see it. I don't see it. I mean, I said to you, Vince, on Facebook, it's got to be like a personality clash, or it's got to be something behind the scenes we're not seeing, because... If you're going to do this, I would have either been better off doing it at the start of the season before training camp and bringing in the coach you want, or doing it at the end of the year and seeing how far these guys get. I just don't see. I don't know how to make it sense. I mean, you've got a Cousins back on the court. You've got a really good thing going. You know, it really looks like a lot of these guys have been responding. You know, guys like Ben McLemore. Like now, you're throwing in disturbing the culture of the team.
There was talk that they wanted Chris Mullin to take over. He's not taking over with this guy running the team.
Hmm.
And they've put in Ty Corbin.
Ty Corbin, that is a...
Ty freaking Corbin. And they've just... You know what they've done? They've just thrown the towel in. What do they call it? Phoned it in this season?
Oh, man.
They've called it. They've gone, nah, stuff this. We're just going to give up on this season, and we're going to give Ty Corbin every chance. No, you're not.
I reckon they're looking at a big trade. I reckon they're looking for a trade, you know, to turn this season around for him. But I don't know.
He's stuck this team, mate. I'm telling you, he's a bad owner. You cannot. He's going to have to do a lot of good to convince me that he's a good owner.
Look, I totally agree with you this week. That's who I basically had down as my brain fart. If I had to give an honourable mention at brain fart, I'd probably give it to T-Mac. T-Mac talking a comeback with the Lakers. Come on now.
He came out and said you didn't say that.
Come on now. I reckon he said that.
Nah, because reckon?
I reckon.
Hope not.
I reckon he was putting his little floaters out there in the media just to see what reaction he would get. And I reckon...
How about little feelers?
And the Lakers, maybe. The Lakers didn't buy it, so he was like, nah. I didn't say that. I reckon he said that.
Kobe and McGrady on the floor just shooting everything, everyone else just standing there.
God.
And then Kobe wondering why no one's running and getting back on deep.
But yeah, brain fart, yeah, I'm going with the Sacramento Kings. I think this is actually a step backwards for him.
And how long can Shaq keep his mouth shut for? Because he's part owner.
Yeah.
How long can, maybe he just ups and sells his part.
Maybe.
He won't keep his mouth shut for long. If they keep running things really poorly, you know he won't keep his mouth shut.
Yeah. Yeah.
I should get him as coach.
Oh, no.
No?
Nah.
Why not?
Nah.
Why not?
Don't see it.
Why not?
Don't see.
Nah, he's got a good basketball brain, mate. He'll be...
Oh, look. I totally agree. I just don't think he wants it. I don't think he...
Command would have respect immediately.
Of course he would.
There you go. But, hey, listen. Oh, you poo-pooed my Steve Kerr, and look at him now.
All right.
I called it 2 years ago. Oh, no.
I don't think Shaq would be a good coach, Vince.
I think he would. I think he'd have a fun environment. He's serious as well. Very similar to Steve Kerr.
Don't see
it. Looks.
Don't see it.
but I'm talking management style, coaching style. I think, you know, it can be very jocular and very have a fun environment and can be serious and...
Jocular.
Tell blokes.
That's not a word.
Tell blokes.
Jocular.
I got that off Father Mulcahy of MASH. and tell blokes what they need to hear, you know, when he has to, you know.
Wow.
Come down hard on them.
Any shout-outs this week?
Any shout-outs? Shout out to Brenton Cunningham, massive supporter of the Courtside Podcast. That dude plugs us everywhere he can. If he's on TV, he's wearing a Courtside shirt.
Champion.
Everywhere he goes, he wears it. Kamal Hilton, he plugs us all the time.
Joey.
Joey on Timbal's Explosion. Love ya. Plugs us every week.
So many great supporters of the show. Too many to mention, really. But it's great. We love it. We love talking to you guys. So thank you all for your support. I'll give a little shout out. I just want to give a shout out to Lee Monroe and LOC. They are set to drop an album soon. You can find all their stuff at www.lmxec.com. If you're a big fan of Aussie hip hop, you guys will love what these guys are doing. I'm going to be promoting a little bit more of their stuff. Closer to the album launch. But yeah, great stuff.
What is this, countdown?
And Lee, another Lakers fan.
Oh, that's right.
Can't escape Lakers fans.
Do we get...
everywhere. Just, you guys are everywhere.
You getting a free album or what?
Hey?
You getting a free album or...
No. Support, man. I support, I will buy it.
No, you don't plug anything unless you're getting free stuff, do you?
No, I'd rather show support by... making the full purchase. I think that's better.
That's not.
Just saying.
Nah, I'm just shooting you. No, it's good. You're a good man. And, yeah, good luck with the album, fellas. I'm not a hip-hop fan, but good luck.
You like your country music.
I don't know what accent that
you
was.
Like your, you like your banjo music, Vince. You like your banjos.
I'm signing off. Paid enough to put up with that shit. You are a deal.
Of course, you can catch all the Courtside Madness at the website www.crtsde.com, where you'll find links to the show, the Courtside Podcast on Podmatic and iTunes. Subscribe, leave a review. We're also available on Instagram and Twitter at crtsde. Vinrock, what's your Twitter handle?
At VINROK44. Hit me up. Talk some hoops.
It's been emotional.
You are a deal. Here it comes.
You like your banjo music, man. Here it comes. Watch out. Here it comes.
Watch out. Oh.